John Einan, our starting lineups for game number three today.
For the St. Martin Martins on the, visiting on the scoreboard tonight, leading off, playing shortstop will be Kyle Leiser. Batting second, playing right field will be Michael Slungen. Batting third, the left fielder, Taylor Holthaus. Batting fourth, the catcher, Brian Schlungen. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Scott Schlungen. Batting sixth, the designated hitter today will be Jared Overman. Batting seventh, playing first base, Josh Dangler. Batting eighth, center fielder, Austin Arsenault. Batting ninth, second baseman, Matthew Schlungen. And doing the pitching today will be Jalen Arsenault. For the New Minnick Silver Streaks, leading off, playing center field will be Jacob Hennenkamp. Batting second, right fielder, Nick Stangler. Batting third, shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth, catcher, Joe Stangler. Batting fifth, left fielder, Hunter Rademacher. Batting sixth, designated hitter, Neil Anderson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ty Reller. Batting eighth, third baseman, John Gable. Batting ninth, second baseman, Grant Johnson. And doing the pitching today will be Jim Toole.
Region 15C Baseball brought to you by the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Myron Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, Ecker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance, of Painesville, North American State Bank, of Belgrade, Arosa, and Wilmer. Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of Alrosa, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix here in New Munich, BNS Excavating, Gucci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning for in Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer True Value of Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman Den in Lake Henry, the State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Rosa Green and Feed, the Greenwall Pub and Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We'll name that player of the game. Albany A&W, Richmond A&W, player of the game. Receive a $10 gift certificate, just like Jason Campson did the game before, and a hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill. Kyle Leiser has stepped into the batter's box, and Jimmy Toole delivers the first pitch. A called strike and 0-1 to Leiser. Leiser rips it foul down the third baseline in the count 0-2. Chad Campbell behind the plate today, and Dennis Beckers on the base path, our umpiring crew. 0-2 the count to Leiser. Michael Schlungen, Taylor Holthaus following Kyle as the crafty right-hander delivers high to Leiser, and the count 1-2.
Amazing, this Jim Toole has got a lot of innings. You talk about a lot of innings in an arm. This guy's got innings, and he's still pitching very good in this, at his age, and he's not that old yet. And
ground ball to Johnny Gable over at first. Ty Reller hangs on first base and makes the play. That was a great play all around by Johnny Gable. And then Ty Reller, Don, he is so tall.
Oh,
he stretched out and just made a great play.
Thank God for the height there, wasn't it?
Really,
kind of cut across the line there. It could have been a little bit of a dangerous situation with Kyle running. Quick runner and kind of up the line a little bit.
5-3 on the putout, and Michael Schlungen swings and misses at the 2-0 pitch. And 0-1 to Michael.
Seen some good plays today in this regional tournament so far.
There's a strike called right at the belt to Schlungen in 0-2.
Seems like we always get some highlight reels in the regions, don't we?
We do. Yeah, we do. 0-2 the count. Toole kicks and delivers, missing outside with the pitch. 1-2.
Smell like rain somewhere?
I do. I smell a little shower.
Yeah, smells good.
A little bit of rain somebody got. There's the breaking ball that just misses outside in the count. 2-2.
Oh, my directions are messed up here when I'm sitting at this press box.
The flag looks like it's blowing just about straight in now from center field. The Toole pitch outside of all in the count, full 3-2. Or is it blowing straight out? No, I think it's blowing straight in, Don. Or not?
I can see the pole. I can see the pole.
Okay. I can too.
I'm talking where the flag is. we'll see what's. No, I think that's going straight out, Randy.
All right. The pitch and strike three called. Schlungen gets caught looking as Toole jams him on that inside corner. 2-2. winner of this ball game will get El Rosa tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock over in Farming. And the loser will be playing against a Regal. Brett. Jim Tools pitch to Taylor Holthouse inside of ball 1-0. Tool delivers, and Holthouse fouls it off. Is put in the batter's box, and the count now 1-1. Taylor Holthouse, second year playing with the Martins, Don, and he's definitely added some punch to that Martin lineup.
Has he ever? It's a good power hitter, good left fielder. Got speed. Runs well. Does do a little pitching here and there for him. Little spot pitching, and does a nice job.
Pitch inside to Taylor, and the count 2-1. There's a pitch on the inside corner, and 2-2. That's exactly the pitch where Michael Swanger got called out on strike three, and Taylor Holthouse kind of turns around and said, where was that? And Chad Campbell saying a ball three inside, and the count full of 3-2.
Taylor might have got one back there. Huh?
I think so. 3-2 the count. To a pitch, and that's going to hit Holthouse. And we got another hit batter in this tournament. We'll get our scorekeeper, Mary Heinen, to do some research and find out where we at or where we're at the first three games. Plus, you know, one thing about Jim Tool, Don, you look at a guy that's probably in his mid to late 30s. I don't know exactly how old Jim is, but to be able to kick your legs up that high,
yeah.
That's where you get your strength.
Thinking we might tip over if we do that, I think, Randy.
Well, I know on one kick I'd pull a hamstring. Here's a shot by Brian Schlungen down the third base line. And that's just a long single as it came hard. Looks like off that side fence and just kind of stopped in front of Hunter Rademacher out there.
That did. Well, you hit that on the button, didn't you?
So a sharp single by Brian Schlungen, the cleanup hitter. Taylor Holthouse pulled in the second. Schlungen on at first with the base hit, and to the plate, third baseman Scott Schlungen.
Well, Jimmy Tool's going well. It worked with Taylor on the inside corner, but it didn't work with Brian, so you got to change something.
A breaking ball ruled the strike to Scotty Schlungen, and 0-1. The ball is 1-1. Schlungen lays off the sweeping breaking ball in the count with 1-1.
You look at Taylor over at second base there. They're not keeping him very close. Getting a good secondary.
1-1 the count. 2-on for the Martins here in the first. Just a off-speed breaking ball that Schlungen looks at, and it floats across the plate in the count 1-2. 1-2. 2 outs. 2-on. For St. Martin here in the top of the first inning. Tool delivers, swung and sticks the bat out, loops it down the right field line, and foul. Put the ball in play some way, somehow, and protect the play, too.
Taylor was going to score on that one because he was around third base already.
1-2. Volume at the plate. Runners at first and second. Jimmy Tool works from the stretch. And that pitch outside, Joe Stengler. They stop behind the plate. 2-2. How many times do you think Joe Stengler has dove to his knees in his career?
That is a many a time.
I would say it's probably in the maybe thousands. Nice stop again by Stengler. And the count full 3-2 to Scott Schlungen.
Jimmy doing a little nibbling here, trying to keep that corner in play. Quite getting it there, is he?
3-2 the count. Runners will be off here. They go, and the pitch low to Scott Schlungen. It'll load him up in the first for the Martins. So a hit batter, a base hit by Brian Schlungen, and now a walk has loaded him up. And to the plate, designated hitter, Jared Overman. As Jim Tool still works from the stretch, and Overman swings and misses strike one. Oh, on the count. pitch, and Overman drives it to right field. Long run for Nick Stengler as he makes his way toward the line in right field, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and three left on. Half an inning, St. Martin up, and Dominick coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute.
It's the favorite every year, the annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. Feast on juicy grilled pork chops and baked pork chops along with sweet corn and all the fixings. And don't forget about homemade breads and the full salad bar. Don't miss it. The annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. You won't want to miss this one. At Painesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now. From the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, the sun has popped back out here at Munich as we have had sun for most of the day today. Clouded up for a little while, but now we're seeing sunshine again, and the wind has picked up. We had some wind early on today, Don, and now the wind died down, and now it's back up again.
Feels good, doesn't it? It's getting a little bit humid for a while there, and get a little bit of breeze. It just kind of cools you off. It feels good.
So you invited less humid up to the press box, huh?
I did invite less humid.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
To the place comes Jacob Hinnenkamp.
Never met less humid?
No, I haven't.
He's not the friendliest guy.
Is he related to Albert Clipper?
Yes, Albert Clipper.
Okay.
Less humid. Less to him, but I don't care much for.
He's more of a summer guy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Hinnenkamp. Ground ball to Leeser at short. Kyle plays the ball and on to first. Boy, close play with Hinnenkamp. Some good speed, 6-3 in the putout. Kyle, I think, Don, he charges the ball a lot. That one he didn't charge, and it took an extra hop.
Yes, it did. Took a little bit of a nasty hop to him at the end, but he had his glove right where it's supposed to be. He plays deep short.
Yes, he does.
And that's why he charges the ball. You look at Matt Mittendorf the same way. They play a deep short. They cut that ball up and going up the middle, and they make some good plays from the backside, too. And
Nick Stengler at the plate facing Jalen Arsenault. The first pitch ball. There's ball two to Nick Stengler. 2-0.
And you get a sense with Kyle Leeser. He's usually never standing still. He's backing up, and then he starts coming forward.
Here's Stengler, shot to Scotty, slung it at third, who lays it out, throws to first. Josh Stengler can't scoop it as it's in the dirt, and it'll go as an air on the third baseman, Scott Schlungen, after making a brilliant play in the infield. So an air on the throw. Nick Stengler takes second.
Josh Stengler, or not Josh, first baseman for St. Martin here is Josh Stengler.
Josh Stengler today, you bet.
He doesn't play first all the time for him, does he?
No. And the pitch two, number three hitter Will Funk, is a strike on the inside corner in 0-1. Balls, one strike. Stengler out at second. Big breaking ball that Will Funk takes high. And the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jalen Arsenault looks back to second. There's a curveball that hits the outside corner. And 1-2 now to Will Funk. Good athlete, this Will Funk.
Oh, yes, he is. Got a lot of speed. Good shortstop.
Arsenault's pitch, that bounces past the catcher, Brian Schlungen, and it'll go to the backstop, and on to third goes Nick Stengler, a wild pitch by Arsenault.
I was talking to Ryan Wirtz and a couple of the Lake Henry guys, Lugsy, and a few guys. We were talking about the brick back here with the rough finish on it. I
said they actually need to put something like a little mat here straight behind home plate because it really scuffs the balls up, they said, pretty bad.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's Will Funk. He'll loop it over by Josh Stengler. He cannot see it, and it's going to bounce right by the dugout. So there again, Don, later in the afternoon, that sun becoming an issue for that right side of the infield.
Boy, that just doesn't seem possible right now, does it?
It doesn't.
No. 5 o'clock, usually not an issue.
Jalen Arsenal on the mound. Bottom of the first inning, no score, but Munich's threatening with Nick Stengler at third. Arsenal's pitch high to Will Funk. And the count now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And pitches high, ball four, and Funk's going to walk. That'll bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe Stengler, the Silver Streak catcher. Jalen Arsenal works from the stretch with runners at first and third, and Joe takes outside a ball, 1-0. Paul Sand going over some signs over at third base. Joe Hoppe over at first base. Funk takes his lead at first. They don't send him at all. Brian Schlunger with a really good arm behind the plate. And the pitch is high. Ball two, 2-0. Good place for a hit and run.
I think so. Look at a hole between first and second.
Yeah, as the second baseman Schlunger playing Joe Stengler to pull. And the pitch high, 3-0. Now Brian Schlunger going to go out and have a word with Jalen Arsenal.
Overthrowing, I think he's overthrowing his fastball a little bit. He's trying to be too precise with his curveball. Would you get yourself caught up in that a little bit, that you start aiming the ball and it just doesn't feel right?
Ben Schrader had thrown a lot of innings for St. Martin the last couple of years and has an arm injury that he's been dealing with on and off. So Jalen Arsenal, who was an inning eater a number of years back, he threw a lot of innings, has been pitching quite a bit for St. Martin, has had some good games of late. Now he walks Joe Stengler on four straight. Well, that's going to load him up for Hunter Rademacher. Stengler over at third, Will Funk at second, Joe Stengler at first. It's like the corners are in for the Martins. They'll play the middle of the infield back looking for a double play ball. One out, the base is loaded. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Jalen Arsenal's pitch high for a ball, and he just can't find it right now. He can't find those knees.
And it isn't much, Randy. It's either his stride or his arm where he's releasing the ball. I'd say he's probably releasing it a little high out of his arm.
1-0 the count to Hunter Rademacher. Arsenal's pitch high again, 2-0. And it seems like it's become more prevalent after he threw that wild pitch by Brian Schlungen, that everything has been high since then. He doesn't want to miss low again.
All your mechanics kind of work with your legs. So you're kind of coming off the mound with your stretch. Or if you're striding too far, your arm's back too far. If you're striding too short, you're ahead of yourself. So you got to get everything back in time again. And you throw that one strike again and you feel a little better. You can't find the strike zone. It's troubling.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Leeser went out to have a word with Jalen on the mound. Rademacher at the plate, the count 2-0. Arsenal kicks and delivers. And there's a strike called in 2-1.
And that's something that your infielders, like Kyle Leeser as a leader, as a shortstop, got to do. You can't let your manager be going out there and telling your pitcher what's going on. Your infielders and your catcher know what's going on.
2-1 the count, the base is juiced. Here's Hunter Rademacher, loops it to shallow left field. Kyle Leeser back on the grass to make a catch for the out. That's a big out. Big out there for Jalen Arsenal.
Yeah.
Rademacher not able to pull it to the right side. Maybe on the ground. And Neil Anderson, the designated hitter, will come up to the plate. Two outs. Neil Anderson takes the pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Bases loaded here in the inning. Bottom of the first, Jalen Arsenault delivers, and Anderson takes low for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ty Reller on deck for the Silver Streaks. Arsenault's pitch, and there's a strike called in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jalen Arsenault still works from the stretch with the bases loaded, and the pitch is high to Neil Anderson, and 3-1.
See, he's trying to guide it with his arm. Letting go of it. Trying to aim it. Let her rip.
3-1. Arsenault kicks and delivers, and Anderson drills it.
Leaser jumps and makes a stabbing catch.
Wow.
All the vertical he had in that jump, Kyle Leaser takes a hit away from Anderson, and that ends the Silver Streaks threat here in the first. No runs, no hits, there was an error, and bases left loaded. After one inning, St. Martin and Dominick scoreless. We're back in a minute on KSM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever ketosis or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help to ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back in New Munich, top of the second inning. Had a lot of excitement in that first inning
already. Wow.
Both teams are leaving base runners on the path. And Josh Stengler leads it off for the Martins, facing Jimmy Tool. Pitch to Stengler. He drills it to left field. Giving chase is Hunter Rademacher. He's not going to get it. One hop off the fence as Stengler will motor into second base with a stand-up double.
Oh, wasn't messing around on that one. He took that first pitch and drilled it to left field deep off the fence.
Bring Austin Arsenault up to the plate. Austin, center fielder for the Martins. Into the box. Tool kicks and delivers, and Arsenault takes high for ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Coming up tonight at Farming. Our game is set for this evening with Meyer Grove and Lake Henry.
Good. Could be interesting.
It could. Pitch to Arsenault, a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Here's a pop-up by home plate. Joe Stengler able to grab it for the out.
Well, that was no sacrifice bunt. I think he was bunting for a base hit on that one. Or a push bunt.
Or a push bunt. Yep, trying to push that runner over maybe, and he pops it up. So one out.
He pushed it in the wrong direction. He pushed it upward.
And here's Matthew Schlungen. And Matthew follows this one back and out of play. The count 0-1. Jim Tool's pitch inside to Matthew and the count one ball, one strike. Matthew's the number 9 hitter for the Martins. On deck, it's Kyle Leaser. And again, Tool keeps it in on the hips.
Yes,
Matthew Schlungen in the count, 2-1, trying to fist these hitters.
Pitching everything inside here today.
Josh Stengler leads from second.
And Matthew, a line drive back to Tool on the mound. He'll throw it a second, and they double up Josh Stengler. Josh was left in no man's land.
Wow.
Could not do nothing. Great play by Jimmy Tool on the mound. That'll do it for the Martins here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. After one and a half, it's St. Martin nothing, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Hey, welcome back to KASM. Yeah, you can catch our signal on AM 1150 on 107.7, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. On our stream at mychasm.com, tune in radio, pick up our signal, Region 15 seat baseball action. A rosary will be heard tonight between this game and the next game in Farming. So if you're tuning in for the rosary, that will come up immediately following this game this evening. Ty Reller at the plate. The first pitch followed to the net by Ty. And now a shot right back up the middle. And Jalen had to see that one go right by his face.
That was kind of a whisker burner.
Oh, my. Ty Reller with a sharp single up the middle for the Silver Streaks. That is their first hit this afternoon. They loaded the bases last inning with two walks and an error.
Wasn't a lot of hits for all the base runners.
No. Here's John Gable to the plate. And the pitch from Jalen Arsenal. High for a ball. Jalen shaking his head as he lets that ball go. Yet. He's still struggling to spot those pitches. Arsenal's pitch, and Gable follows it to the backstop. Count one ball, one strike. One the count. On deck for the Silver Streaks, it's Grant Johnson. The breaking ball, high from Jalen Arsenal in 2-1.
I think he's... doesn't want to throw that fastball at these New Munich hitters. He knows that New Munich can hit a fastball, but he needs to establish that fastball before he can establish that curveball, I think.
Here's Gable, a swing and a miss. Strike two, and 2-2 to John. Two balls, two strikes. Jalen Arsenal from the stretch. Ty Reller is lead, and Gable just... lays off a pitch on the outside corner in the count full 3-2. Yeah, these hitters not as aggressive as going on the play as Reller. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline, making the pitchers work the count a little bit more.
Very much so.
Three balls, two strikes. Ty Reller taking that lead again. Josh Stengler holding him. Reller fakes like he's going to go, and here's a pop-up over by first base. Josh Stengler saying, hey, I don't know where it is. Brian Schlungen goes by the first base dugout and makes the catch for the out with his back to the sun.
Stengler had no idea where
nope,
it was.
Nope, right off the bat.
Yeah, he said, I have no idea. I think he picked it up at the end.
That's a nice catch by Brian Schlungen. So one up, and here's second baseman Grant Johnson.
And Johnson takes a little bit high for a ball 1-0. Of course, Grant Johnson, a product of that Norway Lake Sunbird team. He's a teacher right now at the Albany High School. So Grant, when he came this far, decided to play for New Munich.
Yeah.
So, of course, Norway Lake Sunbird, that's a home of Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson. A lot of Johnson boys. Grant takes eye for a ball, and now 3-0 from Jalen Arsenault. And I see a couple of his brothers sitting in the stands right now.
Good acquisition by the Silver Streaks. Grant Johnson, good ball player.
3-0 the count. Ty Reller at first with one down. There's a strike called, and 3-1. On deck, it's Jacob Hinnenkamp. One out. Jalen Arsenault kicks and delivers, and the breaking ball called a strike, and the count followed 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
See, Jason's got his Chasm hat on.
Like to see that. Johnson lifts it to left field. Taylor Holthaus will come in a few steps and make the catch for the out.
Player of the game and game two today.
So with two outs, here comes the leadoff hitter, Jacob Hinnenkamp. Ty Reller still over at first base. Region 11 C scores. St. Augusta beat Bird Island this afternoon. In Region 11 C, Cold Spring Rockies, they won in 15 innings, 5-4, and Sacred Heart beat Eden Valley, 5-1. One ball, no strikes to Jacob Hinnenkamp. He swings at a high fastball, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 to count. The pitch to Hinnenkamp lined right back up the middle. Nobody's going to get that. Reller will hold on at the second base, and Hinnenkamp a two-out single.
Kyle Leeser ran that one down. Center fielder didn't even get to it before Kyle did.
Ty Reller took a big turn at the second and thought maybe stretching it into a third base. But when he peeked at Kyle Leeser making the play out there, it's like, no way.
No.
Nick Stangler to the plate. Nick reached on an air. Play Scott Schlung in the last inning, and Nick swings and misses strike one. Oh, and one the count. Two on, two out for New Munich here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch high to Nick. The count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. Jalen Arsenault delivers. Stangler follows it to the backstop. The count, 1-2. On deck, Will Funk.